Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
What's going on, man?
Crazy
trades.
Dude, they dropping like it's hot trades. It was one, then the next, and the next, and the next, and it was just I'm sure it's still going to continue until the end of the that deadline hits. That time slot hits. I don't know what it is, but
I think it's done. I think it should be done.
It might be. I could be off. Dates, times, all that. I'm already not knowing what's going on anymore.
Yeah,
there's too much. I was like, I had a set thing of what we were gonna do, and then I'm like,
Naheem Hines for Zach Moss.
I had some stuff together, and then I went like this because all day ESPN alert. So I just took what I had and I threw it because it was pretty much exactly that. There was no hope at that point.
Nah, man. So what you want to get in tonight? Because we got, I got the tracking.
Yeah, go ahead. I got the news up. We can go brief. We'll just skim through the pick. We can do the picks at the end. Because I actually have the week 9 schedule already typed in, so that it won't take me forever trying to do all that on top of it. Cool. Basically, week 10, you beat me. You got 9 out of 9 correct. 5 incorrect. I got 8 and 6 right, 6 wrong. The one that I got wrong was the Raiders game.
Dude, what the hell happened? Let me tell you something. I actually tried to make a trade with Kevin at midnight. I tried to give him Carr, and then we said, "You know what, man? Why don't we just wait after this game and we'll make a trade?" Dude, after that, he said, "No, I don't want to trade. No, you can keep Carr." I don't blame him, dude. Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm thinking that the Devontae Adams trade backfired on both teams.
Yeah,
because it hasn't helped the Raiders the way that I think they thought it was. We know it destroyed the Packers, and I don't think it really helped Devontae. I mean, it did. His wallet likes that move. But that's about it.
You're not going to see him in the playoffs.
He woke up week nine like,
"Damn,
Aaron, where you go, Rodgers? Come please get me back home."
Sometimes, let me tell you something. Sometimes you think about the past when they were in Fresno, Carr and him. Guess what? You leave it in the past, folks. Leave it. You had a good college. You did good in college.
But how long? My whole question with that is because that was the big thing that everybody talked about with that whole trade. And we're not going to dwell on it that much. But how long ago was that? This is not the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase dynamic duo. These are some old fogies that don't have that magic no more. They lost the spark. They need to move on. Just let it go, folks.
True. I agree. So can we say the Raiders season is
do you realize we're in November? We've already crossed the halfway point at this point. When the trade deadline ends, that we're basically at the halfway.
I just realized that
it's week 9 of the NFL and we're in November now. Holy crap. Right. I'm sad though, because that means I only got 2 more months of football, but on a positive note, that means next month I get Sunday football, Monday football, possibly Tuesday football, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm almost going to have 7 days worth of NFL football, and we got the College Bowls games coming up.
We got the XFL coming next year.
XFL has already announced their names, their mascots.
Yeah.
And the best part of the XFL is, guess what? They get to play in their home areas. ain't gonna all be traveling down to Alabama.
All right, y'all, we gonna be playing in Alabama. Guess what? We playing in Alabama again.
Like, they actually get to have home field advantage, which you're gonna see a difference. So
I already picked my team. I'm going with the Las Vegas Vipers.
I bet you Devontae Adams is gonna be like, "Hey, yo, Dwayne, can you get me off this team?"
Dwayne ain't giving him that NFL money though. That's for damn sure. Yeah, you can come. Between getting that NFL pay. That's cool
right over there. Oh man. Yeah, so we got that. We'll start going to. We can start talking news because there is a lot of news to go over. I mean. When we say a lot, that's all it was today. It was like all of a sudden, it was quiet, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing the ESPN ding is just blowing up my phone. I probably had about 15 of them. But real quick before that, I do want to say our thoughts and prayers go out to the Zimmer family. Zimmer's son passed away today at the age of 38. We don't know what happened. It hasn't been announced. They're still waiting on to hear back the results from the autopsy. But what I do know is his mother also died very young. So it could have been something hereditary that was a family thing. I don't know. But you know, I haven't seen anything from the NFL posting stuff. But yeah, that's heartbreaking. Especially at 38. That's like so freaking young.
Yeah,
to have that happen. There aren't even words to lose a son anyways, but I mean thoughts go to Zimmer and that and the whole organ, you know, because he was working for Cincinnati, I believe. But to the Bengals organization, the Vikings organization, and anyone else that was associated with him, because that's a tough loss. That was one of the things I saw, and then we can shift over and just go over all the news that we can try to fill in one night, because I don't even know if that's possible. Because I'm sure as we're talking, there's going to be more stuff going on, because that's just this is how the NFL works, folks.
Well, of course, guys, you know, it's the 2022 NFL trade deadline deals. I'm seeing right now Buffalo did some deals, Atlanta, the Broncos, the Jags, Miami. Holy cow, we got to get into what Miami did, but anyone that sticks out to you?
We just go with it. I'll roll. I'm just tweeting something out real fast to push. But I will say this real quick. The NFL moved. I didn't realize this though, that the NFL moved the trade deadline from Tuesday after week six to the Tuesday after week eight, 10 years ago. I didn't realize it's been that long.
Yeah.
I'm so used to it being after week eight that I forgot that it was actually earlier than that.
Earlier.
You know, could you imagine? I mean, based off of how things are now with the way the NFL is, that's crazy to think that it was after week six, like to go from, you know, that far back. But now there's talk that people are saying it's time to move it again. I don't know. Like, where do you want to move it? Earlier? I mean, you're basically at the, there's nowhere else.
Honestly, that you can get in the middle of the season. This is perfect, man. This is
It made sense at the time to move it from week six to week eight because that literally was the middle when you had 16 games. Yeah, we have 17 games this now, but there's no way you can't really move it anymore because this still is the middle of the season. So, but I saw Pro Football Talk had tweeted that out that they think that, and that's tied with it. There was a article NBC Sports wrote that apparently thinks that it should be moved, and I disagree with that 100%. I think I don't know where else you're going to go unless you're making it earlier, which I mean you could get away with that. I think that would be stupid, but that's just me. So UK Sinister, what's going on? Are you taking guests on the show right now? Not right now. I don't have it set up to do guests. But I do know what you're talking about with the guest feature. I did see that Twitch has a feature that has rolled out for anybody that streams, whether it's podcast, gamers, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They do have a feature now that allows guests. We don't have it set up yet. I will talk to my boss and see if we can do that. Because that would be kind of cool to have some guests, you know, do some Q&A type stuff. So we'll definitely look into doing something like that later on in the season show. Yeah. Somewhere around there. We'll figure it out. We'll get it working. So what else? What do we want to start? Well, let me pull this.
I can tell you, start off with some of the trades. So the Bills get safety Don Marlowe, and the Atlanta Falcons get a 2023 seventh rounder. So Bills, and then also the Bills get running back Nyheim Hines, who he may not be a top runner, but he can catch. Okay, he can catch that ball pretty good. They traded, and the Colts get running back Zach Moss and a 2023 conditional sixth rounder. So I think the Bills are stacked with when it comes to running. Can I give you my email? We'll be interested in coming on the show at some point.
Somebody else. Yeah. Send it here. Hold, I gotta look up my. I'll let you talk. I'll get the email pulled up so I can just post it in here.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I write the right one.
There you go. Just send that. And come on over here, man. Let's talk some good old football. So what do you think about that? The swapping of the running backs.
Sometimes it's all you just need a change of scenery. We know that's how it works it doesn't matter what the team is. So we always, I think a lot of players just sometimes need that shakeup.
So the Bills now, not only can the quarterback run, they got that. They got Singletary, they have now Himes, and they got Cook, the rookie Cook, Dalvin Cook's little brother.
They are. Not one that I would want to mess with. I don't want to be messing with the Bills at this point. They're still, I think, honestly, they're still my favorite to win the division. I think they're my favorite to make it to the AFC Championship. And I think at the rate they're going, and the talent that they have on offense and defense, I think they're on par to be the Super Bowl. I don't know on the NFC side, the NFC side yet who. I want to see make
that's,
it.
That's the but, that's the email. That's the email.
Okay, send email us to. Let me make sure I got the right email. There we go. I'm gonna post that. So that's gonna be our email that you can send for show request. You know, if you want to discuss getting invited to the show, you can do that. Okay. Especially on Twitch now. So we'll just send an email. UK sender. So just shoot me an email. On the link that I just posted, because that will get you set up. I know there's going to be a lot more people that might want to do that over on Twitch now that we can take guests, which is cool. We'll definitely do that. I'm always open to us getting guests on here. Probably sometimes nicer for me to take the back seat and be quiet, you know, every now and then. Yep.
But please, just respect and don't like. What do you got? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he just
cool. All right, so we also got the Jaguars getting Calvin Ridley, who's suspended betting.
That's a big one, I think. I still think that's a win for Jacksonville. I think that's a win for Jacksonville because
it's another weapon.
Obviously, it's not like he was.
Wasn't a bum. He can catch.
No, He made a mistake at betting on teams, but you know, you live and learn. And I think that it's going to be a win for Jacksonville's got, I think, one out on this trade.
I agree. They got a great receiver. What about Jeff Wilson going to the Miami Dolphins? Of course, you know, San Francisco, we got CMC. So that made him expendable. So they got rid of him.
Yeah, you knew that was going to happen. The moment that it's like getting a quarterback. You get a high price quarterback. You know that somebody's leaving. Getting CMC, it was only a matter of time that I think the Niners win this one because they got CMC and now they're getting a fifth round pick.
Gotcha.
So yeah, that's that one there. One player that didn't get traded, which is interesting, was Brandon Cooks didn't get shipped out. I'm kind of surprised they didn't trade him.
Nah, but I think the other team probably just wanted too much. I don't know for what him. They.
Brandon Cooks appeared to be on the verge of history, but is instead staying put with the Texans. Cook will remain a Texan following Tuesday's trade deadline. Cook's name had been bandied about plenty as a contender to be moved ahead of Tuesday. And now he's staying put with the 1-5-1 Texans based off a cryptic tweet posted shortly after the deadline. And he tweeted out saying, "Don't take a man's kindness for granted. Covered for the lies for too long. Those days are done. Cross the line with playing with my career." And I actually just, this is the first I've read this tweet. Mm-hmm. Covered for the lies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that has to do with a quarterback that was down there, do you? That's not there anymore.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
No one's going to know. But that's a very specific definitely thing to say. Considering
somebody did him wrong.
It could clearly mean anything. But it's a very odd, a specific thing to say for a team you're stuck, you didn't get traded off of. So, who knows? I'm sure, maybe we'll find out. Maybe we won't.
So, just so you know, some guys don't want to be traded, though, man. They come to a team and they're promised a certain amount of stuff. And then when you find out you're on the trading block, that's even painful as well.
Well, it said, had the wide receiver been traded, it would have been a record-tying fourth time in his career. Only Pro Football Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson had been traded four times in NFL history. A potential in a Cooks trade could have been his guaranteed salary in 2023. He had a guaranteed base salary of $1.16 million this season and is totally held. Yeah, here's why I think it fell through. He has a guaranteed base salary next year, $18 million.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good jump to go from $1 million.
So just so you know, Brandon Cooks is not a scrub. He's actually a good receiver. It's just that he never found a home.
But he's also fairly young. He's only 29. But and I didn't realize he's posted a 1,000-yard season for each team he's played with.
Yes,
which is also a really good thing. So I'm kind of really surprised that he didn't get shipped out, but he's also got a decent head coach. Lovie Smith isn't an unknown head coach. I mean, he knows how to play the game.
But do you know who else was his coach too? You know who else was his coach?
Yeah.
He played for the Patriots.
Yeah.
So sometimes just because you have a lot of talent does not mean that. You also got to be able to be a businessman. You also got to be able to,
Devontae Adams.
How'd that trade would go? Don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk. Chemistry, be okay with your teammates and stuff like that. The reason.
Who are we thinking here?
But I'm not saying Brandon Cook's a jerk. I don't know.
No, I was thinking more Antonio Brown.
No, I don't know. He's a hella. When you throw that deep ball, man, he can catch it. So that's kind
of
weird.
If he just buried all of his baggage deep down inside him and just locked it away and dealt with it later, years later, just repress it all, he would have been one of the best receivers in the game. Let's see. Let's go with View All News. Let's see. NFL trade grades. I'll just pull that up because that should show everything. No, we don't have. Let's see.
First of all. Let's go with your team. The Washington sends cornerback William Jackson III and a 2025 seventh rounder for a 2024 sixth rounder. So what's going on with that? Why do you think they
building for the? I mean, it's building for the future. I think you're getting Jackson's. He was going to get released anyways. If he hadn't gotten traded, they were going to sign him anyways.
There was in the news, yes, they were going to cut him, but that's good that they traded him.
He signed a 3-year, $42 million contract. He wasn't worth it. He didn't amount to – it was never worth that kind of money. He didn't play – meet the expectations, in my opinion. I think, so – We got rid of him, and we got a 2025 conditional sixth round pick, or we're giving up a conditional. Yeah, we receive a 2025 conditional sixth round pick, and we gave the Steelers him along with a 2025 conditional seventh round. This was clearly a win for Washington. It gives us a earlier pick, and we get rid of somebody that we were going to cut ties with anyway. So yeah, that's a win. And I'm, you know, the NFL, you look at the grade, the NFL graded the Steelers a C+ for that trade, and Washington got a B-. And I get the B-. It's probably because you had to deal with the whole situation in the first place. So either way, I'm trying to think. I wanted to see if there was some, Robbie Anderson got traded.
Well, it still ain't working out for him because he ain't done crap.
But you know who won that trade? No, I'm looking at. I just pulled up looking at all of the trade grades for the whole season, basically all the way up until now. But the Panthers still won that trade because they got a sixth round in 2024, a seventh round 2025, and they just got rid of a player that probably would have caused more issues on the field more than likely.
But guess what? But guess who's winning now?
the Cardinals. Let's see.
Carolina, they damn near almost beat ATL 34-37. They were doing pretty good, but it seems like they're playing a little bit better.
Yeah. Let's see. Winners trade tracker. That's the one I wanted. You go over it and then I can. Oh, okay. Here we go. This is the ones I wanted to see.
Here's a good one that I think you might like. They got Bradley Chubb is going to the Miami Dolphins, and the Denver Broncos, they got Chase Edmonds.
I see it in a mega deal. I got that one pulled up here. I found the right page. The right page I was looking for was the one that showed the actual teams because they all ended today. I'm trying to see who wins that one.
Well, right now Miami just got really good with that Bradley Chubb.
It makes it looks good right now. Denver gets a 2023 first round draft and a 2024 fourth round. I don't, you know, is Edmonds going to do anything for them?
They're not keeping Chase Edmonds, dude. They just got the picks. He's just extra.
He's collateral damage for him, to be honest.
Well, you know, Melvin, you know, he's got butter on the hands. Yeah. He fumbles. So.
Yeah. So how big do you think the TJ Hockenson trade is that the Vikings acquired?
That was an extremely smart move because you just gave Cousins an awesome tight end who can block and he can catch. This is a good deal. And then Denver, I mean, come on, 2023 second rounder and then coming back.
Well, it was Detroit that got, they got a second round draft, a third round, but the Vikings didn't lose out on that one. They got, not only did they get Hockenson, they got a fourth round and a conditional fourth round. Yeah. So I think that was, I have to wait and see. Cause right now, I mean, if Hockenson, let's say he got injured, obviously that would be all you got out of it. The deal is picks, but I don't see that happening. And the Vikings they've only lost one game and that was to the undefeated Eagles. And they just had an off, and clearly that was just an off game one, because the way they've continued to play,
Detroit just didn't want to pay the dude the money too. So.
Yeah. What do you think about Roquan Smith going to the Ravens?
Let's see the linebacker, and then let's see they get Chicago gets linebacker AJ Kleins and a whole buttload of picks.
That's a big one. It's the second round pick.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Very interesting. I don't know, man. I think I would say Chicago won that.
Yeah, because you're getting Klein. I don't know much about Klein. But you're getting two picks for the 2023 draft. A second one, that's a big one. You got to use to give up some pretty good talent to acquire that. I mean,
So Raekwon, he's got 2.5 sacks right now.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
2 interceptions. So right now he's tied 13th in the league.
He's only started one game this season. Oof. So he's played for the Panthers, the Saints, the Bills. Then he played one game. He started one game for the Ravens. 5 total tackles or 5 total, 4 solo, 1 assist, and that's it. So Chicago just got I think Chicago still won.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand. Let me look at Roquan Smith and let me see what exactly the Ravens are getting. Okay, so Roquan Smith, let's see. Played 8 games, started all 8, 83 total tackles, 44 solo, 31 assists, 2.5 sacks, 3 pass deflections, 2. That's pretty good linebacker stats. So Baltimore's picking up Baltimore's getting somebody that clearly is a good replacement for what they got rid of.
Right.
So my guess is Klein just sat the bench. Obviously. I mean, he only started one game. And it was probably because they needed to put somebody in due to an injury or something. But I still, Chicago got that. That one's in the book for Chicago as a win.
Kansas City went and they got another receiver. They got Tony.
Yeah.
Cardarius.
Yeah, Giants got a third rounder compensatory pick out of that and a 6th round. So. I mean, that helps the Giants in the long run, long term, that helps them. I don't know. Is it going to help them, initially? How did he play?
So many targets. He's got so many people he's got to throw the ball to.
And this kid did – he only played 2 games, started one of them this season. Yeah. Two receptions for 0 yards. Well, that's fantastic. 2 attempts, 23. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, so how old is this kid? How long? Oh, he's only 2. He's 23. Oh. Right. Oh, okay. That makes sense. So, they got a kid they can get. I mean, that kid's probably like, hell yeah.
Dude, they got Marcus. They got Juju. They got.
But you got a young. You got Hardman. A young kid. This kid's – he's been in the league 2 years. He's 23 years old and now gets his quarterback. He goes from Daniel Jones to Patrick Mahomes. Come on now.
He's getting cut. You know he's getting cut. He won't be there next year. Somebody's got – when they trade, it's just money that they're getting rid of because their contracts are up. And you just ship them out. So he might only – sometimes they don't play. They just –
I didn't realize Wilson's reuniting with McDaniels in Miami.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think that's a good deal for San Francisco because you gave up a player, but does it really matter? Were you really going to use Wilson now that you have a Taysom Hill type running back that can run?
It gives Wilson an opportunity when Mitchell, the original starting quarterback running back,
hey, and the Dolphins hurt. Didn't really and the Dolphins didn't have to give up a huge pick. I mean, a 2023 fifth round's not bad for the Dolphins to get someone that could potentially help fix their problems.
It's kind of weird because you know what? We have another running San Francisco running back over there in Miami, Mostert.
Yeah.
So
I know. I'm trying to see what else we got here. Do you think I got a question for you? Do you think the Seahawks are silencing all the critics? Because they were criticized tremendously at the start of the season. Going with Geno Smith and chipping off Wilson. I was one of them. I think you probably were. There were a lot of critics. And do you think that they've pretty much silenced them? or Seahawks, not quite
Seahawks
yet.
Seahawks are 5-3. Think about that. 5-3 with Geno Smith. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Look at
the standings right now. Where they're at in the standings.
Schedule. Let's see. This is as of week.
Seattle is week 9. Number one in the NFC West. That tells you right there. They're over San Francisco. My team, the 49ers, they're over the Rams, and they're over the Cardinals. The champion Rams, bro. They are over the Rams right now. The Rams are 3-4. The Cardinals are 3-5.
Great.
Niners are 4-4.
Yeah, I was one of those that gave them a hard time. Right. I thought it was a bad move, but Geno has, and I think my issue with Geno at the time was where he had been playing with New York. Mm-hmm. And clearly I was mistaken on that one because he has stepped up and stepped up big. He's not the same quarterback he was elsewhere, you know, in other teams.
The football is all about giving somebody a second chance. Sometimes maybe they got to get it on their third chance. But the thing is he's winning. But don't get it twisted, folks. We still got another half of football.
We saw last year how that worked out because the Cardinals were on a hell of a hot streak, and boy did they have one epic collapse. The Dolphins were crap most of that season, and then they turned it around at the end. And the Eagles, another team that turned it around at the end, and they haven't stopped. That they got momentum towards the end of the season and haven't lost it.
Eagles are freaking
defeated. They're 7-0. And I know that was not in my predictions. Nowhere. I looked.
Nobody saw that. Nobody saw that. Nobody saw that, dude.
The Cowboys are 6-2. You know, and for the longest time, the NFC East, as we all know, if you know football, American football, the NFC East is the laughing stock of the league. It always has been. And now when you look at the NFC East, Eagles 7-0, Cowboys 6-2, Giants 6-2, Washington is 4-4. They're not out of it. We're not out of it.
They're not mathematically out of it.
Yeah. We are at 500. And on top of that, we're on a 3-game winning streak.
Hey, let this sink in. Washington is 500. Tampa Bay is 375.
Yeah. Tampa Bay is 3-5.
Let that sink in, folks.
The craziest thing, I'll go like this, and we'll go off our thoughts. So NFC East, and I just got the NFC up right now. Eagle, and I'll go top team and the bottom team. So Eagles, obviously, we just went over the NFC East. Eagles undefeated, and Washington's 4-4. I didn't expect. I kind of thought Washington would have been hovering third or fourth. So that one is around that. I just didn't think the Eagles were going to be undefeated. That one threw me for one hell of a loop. What did I click? NFC North. This is one that I would not have guessed. The Vikings are 6-1. And the Lions, that one I expected, 6-1-6.
But I didn't expect
the Packers and the Bears. I didn't think they would be that bad. I thought maybe they would fix things, but I didn't also expect that the Packers and the Bears would both be tied at 3-5.
Yeah, I did.
And the Vikings would be leading the pack there. A 5-game winning streak.
I thought the Packers right now would be like a 6-1 or a 5-2 or something. That's what I would have thought Packers would be. But
yeah, but the problem with the Packers is they've only put up 145 points, but they've allowed 173. You're giving up a lot of points. You need to score more than you're allowing to win games.
Right.
And the crazy thing is the Vikings have scored as many points as the Packers have allowed. The Falcons are first place in the NFC South. Who'd have thunk it?
And they don't even have and they don't even have their number one running back. He is on IR. So
the Bucs are 3-5. The Saints are 3-5, and the Panthers are 2-6. In all reality, the Panthers could win the rest of their games. Not that that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But it could. Shit, I've seen stranger things in the NFL. In the NFC West, that's another shocking one because you got Seahawks number one at 5-3, which I don't think I would have seen that one happening. The Niners 4-4, and the Niners should have been there.
Well, it's going to definitely change now with CMC. You saw did to the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams got Rams a beat down. Are 3-4, and the Cardinals are 3-5. I don't know what the problem is with the Rams. I don't want to say it's Stafford.
A lot of people are saying it's Stafford. I know. Did you see what happened to Kupp? The stupid coach. Look, coach, your number one player. He got hurt. You know, Kupp got his ankle. He said he's going to be all right. But the coach, you can't do stupid plays like that and get your number one star hurt, man. For nothing. You guys have lost. You've lost. You're taking an ass whooping and you still don't have Kupp. Come on.
You lose. If they lose their number one, their star receiver, Stafford's going to turn into the Lion Stafford, and Dietrich's going to get the last laugh. Jared Goff's going to be like, I might be losing, but so are you.
Yeah,
that's a crazy one. AFC, here's one that I don't think anybody would have predicted. The AFC East, I think, is minus Jets, the West. The West
be on the bottom.
Dude, the whole AFC West, I didn't expect this. So the Bills, I did. They're 6-1. They've scored, and this is what's crazy. They've scored 203 points. They've allowed in 8 games, they've allowed only 98 points. That is unreal. The Jets are 5-3. The Dolphins are 5-3. And the Patriots are 4-4, which to me tells me that's anybody's division. Yes, I know the Bills are the favorite to win it, but statistically looking off of the records and the points for and the points against, that's anybody's division, which just amazes me.
I
AFC North, Ravens are at top right now at 5-3. The Bengals are 4-4. Browns are 3-5. And the Steelers are dead last at 2-6.
So the problem with the Bengals is that offensive line is going to get Joe Burrow killed. Seriously.
Yeah.
They're going to get that guy killed. They're not protecting him. This guy is going to get killed. They don't get somebody to protect.
We saw that happen with Zach Wilson in New York. And who's the quarterback that they shipped out to Carolina? He had the same problem.
Baker
Mayfield had that problem. So this is what I find crazy, though. And so the Browns are 3-5, but they've scored 200 points and they've allowed 199. Which is crazy that they're putting up points. They're just, 3-5. They've had some tough losses. AFC South, you got the Titans at the top at 5-2. You've got the Colts at 3-4.
Derrick Henry.
The Jaguars are 2-6, and the Texans are 1-5. Texans, I expected to sit at the bottom. Jacksonville, I kind of expected them to be third. Because they're still rebuilding, and they had that dumpster fire of a season last year because of the dumpster fire of a head coach that they had to deal with and all that crap. Mm-hmm. So that's expected. Mm-hmm. The Colts, Titans, it's kind of surprising for the Colts. I wasn't sure what to expect with them at the beginning of the season. And the AFC West, the Chiefs at top, 5-2. The Chargers are 4-3. The Broncos are 3-5. And the Raiders are 2-5.
I think this was what we saw. We knew the Kansas City was going to be number one. We knew the Chargers would be – Herbert was going to be right there. And the Broncos.
The Raiders and the Broncos, that was – I think we could have seen that one either. It would have either been Broncos, then Raiders, or Raiders, then Broncos, based off of predictions.
Right.
Because the Raiders got Devontae Adams. That was the big offseason thing. The Broncos got Russell Wilson. That was the big offseason thing. And at the beginning of the season, this was not what I predicted. I figured the Broncos were going to be – I think I even said it at the beginning that the Broncos were going to be second place. It was going to be Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, and then the Raiders. And, boy, I got that one wrong. I think
we got – the Broncos did win their game, and he did throw some passes.
So at this point in the season, since we're at the halfway point, who do you think's the favorite right now for the AFC? Like, if we if the season ended today, who do we think would be the favorite to go?
That is a no-brainer, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills.
I think, yeah, I agree. And NFC, if it ended, Eagles, yeah. But the runner-up for that, I think I'd have to go with the Vikings. Because they're just finding ways to main, even when they struggle, and their biggest issue the Vikings are having is they have to come back and win it. It's if they could not allow teams to come back and score points, they would be wins for them, and it would be easier. But they're always having to do this come from behind type thing, and then they take the lead or they just have one hell of a game. And if for not playing the Eagles, I think they'd be undefeated. They just had a tough one there with that. Where are we at time-wise? Damn, we really knocked all that news and stuff. Well, I guess we could talk about the Week 8 scores since dude, what the fuck is wrong with the Bucks? What the hell?
Your quarterback's getting divorced. A wife that's worth about what her estate is. I mean, she's worth $400 million.
He might. There was a thing running around. There was this image that I'd seen. I may have shown you. It was a picture of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers hugging it out at the end of a game. And the meme was Aaron Rodgers said, "We should have retired at the end of last season."
Should have.
By the time slapping into around like.
But if you look at all, if you look through history, all the great quarterbacks, like Joe Montana, where did he go? He went to Kansas City. Peyton Manning, went to Denver Broncos. That's what these guys do.
But the thing is, though, we really can't base off past experiences for Brady because Brady's in a league of his own with how old he is.
He should have been gone, man.
He should have, but the fact that he's still able to play is enough.
I agree.
There are people out there that say, well, you know, this is Brady's not the GOAT. Dude, when you're 45, get your ass out on the field at 45 and let me see you play quarterback. When you you around.
He got his name dragged through the mud for Deflategate and ended up winning the Super Bowl at the end and stuck it right in their face.
Mainly Roger Goodell's face because Goodell when you watch that, watch back when he wins that and holds that trophy up and watch – as soon as the Patriots win that game, watch Roger Goodell because they moved that camera to him. And you can see his expression just went right down. He's like, oh, fuck. He didn't say – you couldn't see him muttering anything. But you could tell in his head he's like, son of a – but, yeah, the Broncos got a much-needed win. And that could have gone either way. That 21-17 over the Jag, that could have gone either way. I'm not expecting much out of the Broncos. I'm expecting more, I think, for me personally, out of the Broncos.
Well, all the money that they gave to Russell, shit.
He's not paying off. That payment is not paying dividends for them.
No.
Panthers-Falcons. Dude, that came down to the wire, but.
I didn't think. Can we give a shout out to Devontae? Devontae Foreman, 118, three touchdowns. He's like, okay, I can make you guys forget about CMC. All right. And then DJ Moore, 152 yards receiving and a touchdown. This man is balling. You know, he's great.
Hey, PJ Walker had 19 of 36 for passing. I mean, yeah, it's not the best, but he threw over 300 yards and I get he got the
interception. Yeah, but it's garbage time. It's garbage time, bro.
I mean, but if you think about this, look at the yards, the offensive yards. You had Walker throw, and I don't know who the fuck PJ Walker was when he got started, but he threw 317 yards.
Yeah, but he's got a QBR of 29.5.
Right, but my thing is, what does that say about the Falcons? And this is more against the Falcons. What does it say about your defense when you let a guy named PJ throw 317 yards and they're off their running game allowed mm-hmm. you allowed Foreman to get 118 yards on 26 carries. You allowed Spencer Brown 6 carries, 27 yards. PJ had one run for 20 yards. DJ Moore got a run for 3 and Raheem Blackshear got 2 carries for a yard. You allowed a lot of yards.
Yeah, but your defense sucks. But hold on, dude. You got Mariota, 253 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yes, he got 2 interceptions. But yeah. His QBR at 75.4, rating of 105.2. They won the game. At the end of the day,
they won the game. But that's also because the Panthers shot themselves in the foot on that one. They had that game won and screwed themselves over.
Yeah.
God. That coach had I would have hated to be a player on having to deal with the aftermath of that game, but I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
Can we give it up? Can you give it up? I know you're not going to want to, but you got to give it up for Dallas, man.
Yes, I do. Dak. That was
you give it up for Dak.
49. I will say this though, it was against the Bears. But come on, 49 points, that is that's a lot of points. The only thing they didn't do, and it's crazy, they put 14 points up in the first quarter, 14 in the second, 14 in the third, mm-hmm. 7 in the fourth. I would have liked to have seen them get one more touchdown and just keep an even 14 across the board. Come on, Dak. Get that touchdown, damn it.
Jerry Jones said today, because everybody's talking about Tony Pollard, Zeke is still the starting running back, and he's still, you know, there's other things besides running that he does that helps the team.
So we have a person that likes to comment and criticize. He's also a Cowboys fan, and says that the running back, it's all about blocking, and Pollard doesn't block. Well, Pollard don't need to block when he's got 14 carries for 131 yards and 3 rushing touchdowns, averaging almost 10 yards a carry. Dak, now this is what I find. Because he said that I get Jerry Jones. Well, Zeke's still our starter. Let's mm-hmm. see here. Tony Pollard, I went over. Dak had 5 carries, 34 yards, 1 rushing touchdown, averaging 6.8. Malik Davis, 8 carries, 23 yards. Yeah. Kevontae Turpin, 1 carry, 11. CeeDee Lamb, 1 carry for a yard. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me look. No. No Zeke. Did he show up? Did he get to play?
Well, he played.
He got to be a lineman. I mean, if you're going to use him as a lineman, you might want to lower that salary. Or I think it's time to go. Because Pollard's been putting up those kind of numbers consistently. If you're going to keep Prescott, I don't see you got 2 players, one or the other. One's injury prone and one doesn't do anything anymore. And I get Zeke was good, but mm-hmm. The NFL is a business.
You switch places, and then Zeke, we gotta shrink the money down, and but Jones did the ultimate thing. He said, he talked about Zeke is our starter. Well, how does that make Tony feel? You're like, that's a kick in the balls.
if I was Pollard, I'd be like, all right, let's see, let me continue playing this way. And when my agent says, hey, I want this money, what are you going to do? Because you know if he continues this path, he's going to have a hell of a payday, or he's going to want out of there. And they're not going to want – Jones ain't going to want to let him go. Are you going to keep him, let him walk? Or are you going to say, Zeke, I'm sorry? Because to me, if you want to keep both of those players, Zeke's money's got to go down, and Zeke's going to have to become the new Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
And we utilized the way that the bus was used at the end of his career.
I'm gonna take you back. You remember Edgerrin James and Dominique Rhodes? Okay.
Oh, Edgerrin James, I used to love watching that brute run.
So and you had 2 good running backs, but Edgerrin James was the man, but Dominique could run too. He was just as good. And I think sometimes it's good to have 2 backs, you know, especially one that can catch. You gotta have, nowadays, gotta have a back that can catch.
And this is just the theory I have also is, what if Jones said that, but he's working on a deal? He's gonna move on because it's not like they haven't moved on from a superstar before. No. We all know what happened to Emmitt Smith, one of the greatest running backs of all time, and the greatest running back in Dallas history.
They went to Arizona. They had a few running backs that was doing good in Dallas, and they didn't get paid.
If you're going to move on from him, you're not going to just come out there and be like, all right, guys, he's not the starter. You want teams to know that he's the starter. The moment you say that he's not the starter, his trade value drops. Or, you know, whatever you're going to do, if you're going to trade him in the offseason, doesn't matter. You're going to you want him healthy, one, because that's going to affect the trade value. But if he's not the starter, his trade value is not going to be – you're not going to get as much for him. I don't care how good he was. You're going to have to maintain him being listed as the starter because that helps you in the end game if you're going to move on from him. So I could see – I get where – and this is scary that I can even understand thinking from Jerry Jones, because I actually agree with him making that statement. And I think it's because he's going to move on. I think we're going to see Zeke playing somewhere else next season. And it's scary that I'm actually in agreement with something that Jerry Jones said. I don't think I ever would. I might be sick. I may have to leave. I don't think that would have ever happened.
I know. Did you want to get into the picks?
Yeah, we could do that because we've pretty much covered. I mean, we all know the scores.
Yeah.
I was more. This was more about let's get caught up on the halfway season. So we're gonna shift gears because we're almost out of time anyways. Ooh, so
it's gonna be a nice
this
Thursday
week
night.
Though I actually nice got Thursday. All of the games written down so I don't have to sit here and be like, all right, yeah, and just act like I'm listening. So we're gonna start off Eagles at the Texans.
You know who I'm going with. I'm going with the 7-0 Eagles, baby. Hurts.
It better not hurt me to watch that Thursday night game.
that's gonna be a straight beatdown. I think that's just gonna be a straight beatdown.
I think
beatdown.
The Eagles are gonna be like, oh, Dallas, you put up 49 points. Let's show you how an undefeated team puts up points.
You got a 7-0 and a 1-5-1 because they tied a game. Ugh.
It's still Jesus. A loss. Folks, if you watch this back, my version of a tie in the NFL. Is still a loss. They're 1-6. I know the record says otherwise, but come on now. The whole point is you either win or you lose. If you ain't, and this is shout out to Ricky Bobby from the legend. Cause, and I use this motto and I tell my kid this, if you ain't first, what are you? You last.
You last. Yeah. That's
no one celebrates facts. The losing team in the Super Bowl.
That
well,
is
I mean,
facts.
So next up Chargers at the Falcons.
Oof.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. I'm gonna go like this. NFL dots. I want to look at the.
So the Chargers is 4-3 and Atlanta is 4-4.
I know. I was gonna look at what's the win streak because Chargers. Oh, that's wrong. But conference. Chargers are on a one game losing streak, and who did I say they were playing? Of the Falcons, and I'm pretty sure the Falcons. Yeah, I don't know. I like Herbert, and I think he's going to come back. But I got to go with the Chargers on this one. Me personally, I just don't know if the Falcons can maintain momentum against the Chargers. Have too much talent to lose it to the Falcons.
Whew, you're gonna hate me on this one, man. But I'm
going Falcons.
I think I'm going to go with Falcons. This is going to be my upset game. And Herbert, like you, but ATL, telling you, I think they got something. I think they got
all
something.
I'm going to put an asterisk next to that so I know that that's your upset.
That's my upset.
All right. So and I haven't decided what mine will be. And no, it's not going to be the Texans beating the Eagles because ain't no chance now that happened.
Yeah.
Dolphins at the Bears.
Dude, I'm going with the Dolphins, man. Going with the Dolphins. 5-3, 3-5, and then Fields.
The problem is that Fields isn't. He's not their coaching staff is not using him the correct way, and until they do, he's going to struggle. And that's so I'm going Dolphins on that one.
Okay.
Panthers at the Bengals.
I mean, I was kind of pissed off because they didn't use Boyd. You know, and Boyd with Chase gone, Boyd should have like stepped up and got some of them catches.
Yeah,
in the last game.
I almost want to. I think the Panthers could pull off a win, which is weird to say.
They got some running backs. They got Hubbard. They got Devontae.
It's not like PJ can't throw. He's obviously got an arm. If he can put up 300 yards in a game,
but I'm going with the Bengals.
I should say the Bengals. I'm gonna go Panthers just because. Fuck it. I don't. I'm torn on that one because it could be one of those that goes either way. So next up is not gonna be my upset pick of the week, even though I think it would be actually. Packers
don't,
at the Lions.
Don't go there. Don't go there. I'm sorry.
Packers.
Detroit, until you win some games, and I'm not talking about just one game, I'm going with the Packers, baby. Because Packers, come on, man. Aaron Rodgers got their number. I'm going with Packers.
Yes, but we also said that about he had the Jets number and the Jets. I'm actually going to use this as my upset. And I'm going to say the Lions are going to get a win, and I know I'm going to regret it. But my theory is Rodgers is struggling. The entire Packers offense, defense is a dumpster fire. He has no one to throw to. If they don't utilize the running game effectively, they don't win.
Right.
Rodgers is already – he's in a place he doesn't want to be, losing weekly. They haven't lost this many games in a long time. And I don't know if they can find a way to fix it without a good receiver. That Devontae Adams trade damn near killed that whole season, and I don't see them making the playoffs. You've got a two-time MVP quarterback that has lost four games, and you've got no one to help him.
Go with the Packers.
All right, so next up, Raiders at Jacksonville. Kevin, I know you're out there listening to us. Jacksonville's probably going to win this one. Hey, Audi, what's going on? Do you think the Raiders can fix it, or do you think Jacksonville's going to – because, you know, is Jacksonville's going to continue giving, the Raiders losing, allowing them to lose?
I'm going to – give the Raiders one more chance. I think I'm going to see Jason Jacobs have a good – I think he's going to do good this game.
Okay, I'm going to go Jacksonville on this one. It's nothing personal. It's just business.
I hear you. I just think they're going to be in their feelings. Dude. They got their butts. Do you know what they got? They got shut out.
Right, and I agree, and that's the same concept I get with the Packers. Plus, it's the Lions, but the Packers haven't shown anything. Rodgers has not shown like he cares at this point, and he's pissed off. And usually, that pissed offness works in his favor, but clearly, it's not at this point. So next up is the Colts at the Patriots, and shit, I don't know what this one.
Well, we know we're not going to see Matty Ice. You know, no. So the guy last time that played, he got no touchdowns, but he didn't throw any interceptions, 201 yards.
I'm going Patriots on that one still. I'm going Patriots.
I don't think the Raiders will fix it. They better fix it.
So, who do you think the Colts can do it with the new kid in town, or do you think this is just there are other forces that are causing the Colts to have issues that work, and they're just using Maddie as the reason to take the fall?
I'm gonna have to go with New England. I got to go with the Patriots. I think Bill Belichick is going to do – I mean, come on. He's going to confuse Belichick's his kid.
He's gonna expose his kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
I love you, New York Jets, right now, but I'm sorry.
Guys. Ooh, this is a good game. This is going to be a good game.
Actually, you know what? It is, because it's the number one and the number two slot for the in the division.
Everybody's always talking about the New York Jets or the New York Giants. Folks, there is a place called Buffalo, New York. There's another team in New York.
Yeah, Buffalo. I mean, New York has three, but...
Buffalo Bills, and I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. Going with the Bills.
Sorry, no part of me was ever had that ever crossed my mind as the Jets getting the upset on that one.
Going with the Bills.
It's not that I'm not on the Bills bandwagon, but I'm a fan of Allen, and there's no part of that he's gonna run rampant in that game. Oh fuck.
Yep. Yep, yeah, I'll say it, folks. It's Minnesota versus the Washington Commanders, and guess what?
Oh shit! It's Cousins is coming home.
Cousins is about to. He's like, oh yeah.
The difference here is though, we do have a defensive player coming back that gets to play in that game. That almost caused Brady not to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
In the form of, well, actually we had two players. Heinicke almost caused the Bucks to lose, and Chase Young is back. So the Vikings are hot though. Come on, man.
Go with the Vikings.
I know you're going Vikings. I gotta go with the hot team. I love you, Washington, but I just don't think you have enough in there to pull this off. And we could both be wrong, but right. I just don't see it. The Vikings just have too much momentum going in their favor. Seahawks at Cardinals. I'm going Seahawks on that. I don't even need to question myself on that one.
I'm going to surprise you. I'm going with the Cardinals.
It is a home game for the Cardinals.
I'm going with the Cardinals because your boy Hopkins. Hopkins.
And I honestly think either team could win it. They're both good teams. They're both
yeah,
the Seahawks are the hot team, but the Cardinals have talent. So I think that could go either way. That's makes it so hard. Rams at Tampa Bay.
Rams, folks.
I know
the Tampa Bay Bucks are playing like dog.
I love Brady. I'm a Brady fan, but I can't even go on that one. Aaron Donald's grabbing that ball.
Aaron Donald's is going to hit him, and guess what's going to be going around Tom Brady's head? He's going to be seeing Giselle. He's going to be seeing Giselle's circling around his head.
I thought you were going to say we're going to see some. He's going to see cans of chunky Campbell soup.
Oh, he's going to be throwing. Look, when Donald get up in that guts, he's going to be throwing out some Campbell soup.
The next one. Oh fuck. This is probably a no brainer. Also, Titans at the Chiefs.
Let me tell you something, Derek. Henry ran over 200 yards, folks. Last game.
I know. I can't say that about the Chiefs as much as I used to, because I have preached that it is. You're starting to find the ways to stop the Chiefs. It's still hard to tell. Shut down
both
Mahomes.
Teams are 5-2. Both teams are 5-2.
I don't know. I usually don't like to go up against say that Mahomes is going to lose, but I've also preached that it is easy to find a way to shut him down. I'm still going Chiefs on this one, though.
I'm going Chiefs as well.
Okay. And I think it could go. That's another one, guys, that I think could go either way on it. And the last game is the Ravens at the Saints. And do we see the Ravens win, or are the Saints going to go marching on to victory? I don't know.
I think if you looked at Kamara's last game, I think he's getting back in form. I mean, Jesus, look what they did to the Raiders, man. If you look at the game, Andy Dalton, 229 yards, two TDs. Kamara, 62 yards, a touchdown. But you also have Taysom Hill, 61 yards. He ran. But Alvin Kamara also caught he caught 9 balls for 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. You forget Alvin Kamara can catch and run. And yeah, I'm telling you. And if the Red Rocket,
I'm going Saints.
I'm going Saints.
Yeah, and my issue with the Ravens is the same issue that I have had all season, that I've had since they drafted since they got Jackson. And it's Jackson runs the ball too damn much, and then he burns himself out by the end of the game. And unless they have a commanding lead, you can't have your quarterback doing everything. So we'll see. We'll see what happens week 9. You know, will the Lions beat the Packers? I don't know. Boy, I tell you what, if the Jets somehow pulled off one hell of a win, that's the upset of the season.
Could happen. Will it? You never know.
It's the NFL.
Any given Sunday. Any given Sunday.
That is what I love about the NFL. That's the one thing I love, is that you never know what's going to happen. But with that being said, guys, we are out of here. We are out of time. We will see you guys back same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, on Sportscast, over on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter. We're also live on Sports Talk 101 on YouTube and Twitter, so you can find us there as well. I tweet stuff out. I got to get Race the ability to tweet on that one as well. And at some point, we'll do some other stuff just off, on the Sports Talk 101 YouTube. Probably, I don't know. We'll figure something out when we both have free time, which doesn't happen because we game. We also have families, and that literally takes up everything. That's not true. The gaming. It's not the sport. Well, the sports does, but it's the family stuff. I have a 5-year-old that terrorizes me all the time.
Who do you think will win Real Madrid versus I think I'm gonna go with Real Madrid.
And then real quick also, I don't know anything about soccer, or football. I will say it's game 3 of the World Series. The series is tied, but the Phillies are up 7-0, bottom of the 8th.
All right, I got to go watch the end of the series.
Karma's a bitch, Astros. Karma's a bitch. All right, guys, we're out of here. We'll see you on the next one.